Down in South Texas, there's a bunch of outlaws known as the Free Mexican Air Force. First time we ever flew with the Free Mexican Air Force, we were camped out a little camp in the Cedar Breaks down in South Texas. Our camp was called Camp Howdy. Because we were very friendly, anybody who just happened to fall in, we just said, howdy. Hey, howdy! One day we were sitting there by the campfire in Camp Howdy trying to mend our brains, and in walks a hoodlum named Beauregard Hooligan. He came staggering in and he fell face down in the campfire. And we just said, howdy. He sucked up all the flames in that campfire and blew out a giant smoke ring and his gold tooth shone. And he said to us, what are you anyway, hippies? And I said, being the spokesman for the group, we're vegetarians. He blew out another smoke ring and shone his gold tooth in the moonlight and said, you boys ought to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force. And learn about the true spiritual sport. Well, hey, spiritual sport, I could relate to that, so we went back and got our cotton drawstring yoga trousers and our earth shoes on. We got a big sack of brown rice and crunchy granola bars, and we followed Beauregard Hooligan down across that bean field past a bus that said Bluegrass Breakdown on it to an old B-52 bomber sitting there with the wings sagging down upon the bean field pods in the moonlight. We climbed aboard the plane. Beauregard looked at us and just grinned. And a bunch of guys in sombreros and pajamas came out and pulled the blocks out from under the wheel, and we started rolling down the bean field. I said, Beauregard Hooligan, sir. He said, call me Bo. Oh, Bo, sir, does this fly? He said, bow, watch. And I watched out the pilot's window on his side as we approached the cliff of a canyon wall. And we went over the cliff, and we were airborne. And just about that time, Beauregard Hooligan handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant cone. And on the end of the cone was a fuse. And the fuse was lit. And he blew on the fuse and stuck the cone in my mouth, blew on the fuse and flames shot out of my ears. I began to perceive an inkling of the spiritual sport that he had in mind. He then handed me a bottle of some yellowish, greenish liquid called mezcal. Don't ever go near this. Don't ever go near it. In the bottle, you will find a green worm. And the worm looked at me, and the worm was smiling at me, and the worm said, kiss me, you fool. And lo, I did kisseth the worm. And just about that time, Beauregard Hooligan looks back at me and starts nodding his head in a funny way and says, you drive. And I got behind the wheel and pulled back on that thing. We went upside down just below the radar, just above the paraquat, over the border into beautiful Mexico. And that's when the words of this song came into my mind.